good food, good drink, and good company. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast with your host, Celtic American musician Mark Gunn. Pull up a chair, sláinte.
Thank you.
Pub Songs Podcast. This is Mark Gunn. That was Bear Island by Banshee in the Kitchen from their CD Live at the Painted Sky. Find them at Banshee in the Kitchen.com. It's been a long day. Oh boy, what did I do today? I'm trying to figure. Today's Monday, right? Did I release the Celtic podcast today? It's kind of a blur. So things are like in overdrive right now. I leave for Scotland in 10 days. And so I'm kind of in a rush to get a lot of things done. I have a lot of preparations for the Scottish trip to do. But before that, I was trying to finish all my podcasts so that I'm totally caught up on podcasts before I leave for Scotland. So today I spent the day working on Renaissance Festival podcasts, some of the Celtic podcasts. I released my Celtic MP3s music magazine, Songhenge. This is a really busy day. Yeah, so that's pretty much about it. I think I'm almost caught up so that I can now focus entirely on the Celtic invasion of Scotland. 10 days! I can't wait. I'm so excited. For those who live in Austin, Texas, I got a friend. She is just starting an acupuncture clinic at the Complete Wellness Center in Austin, CompleteWellnessAustin.com. They do massage as well as acupuncture, so check it out. She's a brilliant acupuncturist. I call her Dr. Deb. Have been since she started school. And she's awesome and just really knows her stuff. Acupuncture is just one of those cool things that I haven't done in a long time. Fortunately, since I moved to New Orleans, I've been a lot healthier than I was than when I was living in Austin. I seem to got sick a lot in Austin. Now, not so much. Oh, and speaking of Scotland, I guess, you know, the big thing that I'm waiting on also is I hear there's more volcanic ash that's spilling out. This sucks. Oh, frack. I'm just looking now at Google News, and Ireland halts flights again due to volcanic ash. So, hopefully there's not going to be any problem with going to Scotland. In the 10 days, it'll hopefully clear up. You never know. I keep thinking that one of these days they're just going to figure out how to combat volcanic ash, or how to keep flights going. You know, I mean, imagine there's someone that said like there's 100 years of volcanic ash or 10 years of volcanic, I don't remember what. But if there's that much volcanic ash, surely someone's going to figure out a way to cross the Atlantic, aside from, you know, boating. Although it would be really cool taking a ship to Scotland. I wonder how long it takes. Maybe I'll look into that next time I go to Europe. That'd be fun. While I've been working on all the Celtic invasion stuff, I finally came to the decision that the Celtic invasion of Ireland will not happen this year. Instead, I'm moving it to June 2011. I forget the dates, but about the 10th. Or the 13th, it might be the 13th or the 20th, I think that's it, June 13th through 20, 2011. You can join me there. I'm also working on, I want to have the Celtic invasion of New Zealand, doing some Lord of the Rings stuff and that would be either, I'm looking at the possibility that it might be New Year's of 2011. I have to get that going ASAP, so if you'd like to be a part of that, let me know. But that's probably when it's going to be, because that's in the middle of their summer. I know it's a weird time of year, you know, Christmas time for us down here, or for us in the northern hemisphere. But for them, it's the middle of summer. You don't want to come to, you know, in the winter to New Zealand. I don't know what it's like in the winter, but that's my plan, tentative plan. I'm also thinking about a trip to Prince Edward Island. I heard my nephew's mom is moving there, which is really cool because I've been dying to go there. I'm a big Anne of Green Gables fan. Yes, I know. Hush you. All right. That's what I got going on. The definite ones I'm looking at right now is Ireland, June 13th through 20th, 2011, followed by New Year's in New Zealand. So if you'd like to be a part of either of those trips, let me know. They're probably going to be small trips, and I'm figuring about 10 people on each one. So there's not going to be a lot of space. There might be a little bit more space for Ireland. I don't know if that's going to happen for New Zealand. We'll see. Pretty much it depends on the demand. So right now you can actually submit your application for the Celtic Invasion of Ireland and head on over to CelticInvasion.com to do that right now and get your deposit in to secure your spot. Let's play some music. We're going to do Celtic Cross with Who Am I from their CD Shores of America.
You know just who I am, more than my fathers knew before. These dreams that I've sown, they'd be so proud if they'd known that gleam in their eye. We carry deep just who I am. I still see my grandma's eyes crying as we said goodbye, leaving her hometown shores to follow dreams and so much more. With their back at work each day, their blessings thanked for on Sunday. I'll not forget from where we came as a carry on. Who I am. They were drawn to their own, something they learned early on. Rough roads and windy bends, friends till the bitter end.
The Bank of Ireland gave me the food. They said, John, let the door hit your arse on the way out. Fiddly diddly diddly dee, I was born to play the funky killy. Over the seas, far away, home to America. Fiddly diddly diddly dee, where the wild, wild women are waiting for me. Think of me Friday whenever you see me there on your MTV. I love you, I'm a bachelor, but how could I be without me? Honky, funky, Kaylee. She said, I got news of me on a store. I'm 2 months late, it's not with the rent. She said I'd have to be telling her dad. So we drove the Morris Minor to Cork. The alpha said, you got two choices, castration or a one-way ticket to New York. Oh, Brady, what can I do, girl?
Centuries thereafter. in her footsteps, a brave Kelso, where his sea of flowers began. Watching suitors rise before me, then behind me sink again. This hardiest explorer race hard across the plain. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one line through a land so wild and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David, Thompson, and the rest, who cracked the mountain rampart and did show a path for me to raise the roaring Fraser to the sea. Ah, for just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the end of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wild and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Then how am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them I left a sandal lip, I threw it all away to seek a Northwest Passage at the call of many men to find there but the road back home again. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea,
tracing one warm line through a land so wild and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the end of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wild and savage, and make a Northwest Passage.
I once was a Baptist, and on each Sunday morn, I'd be in church praying, as sure as you're born. We'd sing there like angels, in that good harmony. But sin and salvation are no longer for me. And now I'm a Buddhist. I chant my mantra each day. But I miss that hymn singing in a good gospel way. So we'll sing to old Buddha,
Buddha,
Buddha, and the wonders of Zen. We'll meet in Nirvana, yes, we'll be there then.
since I shaved my head. And they all talk about me as if I were dead. My good old Zen buddies, they think I'm okay, but I can't get them singing more than one note a day. And as we sit there cross-legged, eating brown rice and tea, chant out our mantras in four-square harmony.
We don't sing of salvation,
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 or a heavenly home. It's Zen gospel singing, just om, om, sweet.
That is one of my favorite Zen gospel singing by Brian Bowers. That's from his CD By Heart. You can find him at brianbowers.com. Before that, Northwest Passage by Bounding Maine from Lost at Sea, boundingmaine.com. And Funky Kaylee, Birdie Song by Black 47 from their CD Fire Freedom. Find them at black47.com. Of course, you can find all these bands. Just go to the show notes at pubsong.com and click the links. Visit the artists. Buy their CDs. Help us all out. We really appreciate it. All right, so let's see. What other news do I have? I have a show coming up this Saturday. It's at Deutsches Haus here in New Orleans. Volgemut will also be performing. It's a spring music party, so, and it's a whole day of events. So if you want to check out, find out some Renaissance dance and all sorts of cool stuff, head on over to my website, markgun.com. You can find details or follow the link in the show notes. And then first weekend of June is Texas Scottish Festival. I'll be hosting the Kaylee on Friday night. I also got a cool review of my house concert in Nebraska that was posted. You can find the link in the show notes. That was really, really neat. The people there were just totally awesome. They told me that I was the reason they got started hosting house concerts in the first place, which is awesome. You know, if you want to find out about hosting, house concerts are brilliant. Not only are they brilliant for you, the listener, but also for us as the musician. If you get people involved in your community, you pull in a great crowd like they did up in Nebraska. I mean, I don't know how many people showed up, 30 or so, which is fantastic. Maybe 40. I don't know. But there was a fantastic crowd and everyone got really into the show, and I led them on a wonderful journey of Celtic music and more. Had people singing along to Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits and such. It was an awesome time. And I guess that's about all I have for this show. I'm going to finish it up with King of the Fairies by Scully from his CD Irish Makeover. Thank you all very much for listening, and I hope to be back next week, and we're just going to see what I'm going to do with when I'm off in Scotland, if I can get off a quick show, updates. That would be totally cool. We'll see if I can pull that off. In the meantime, you take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte. Songs podcast was produced by the godfather of Celtic music online, Mark Gunn. Post your feedback on our website at pubsong.com. And as always, support the independent musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs and tell them you heard them at pubsong.com. Sláinte.